Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, I always took care of myself, you know, to the fullest, on the court, off the court. You know, I try to eat the best I can eat. I don't do nothing. I don't go out, drink. I don't do much of nothing. So with that, I try to take care of myself so I can be out there for those guys. And at the end of the day, I just love playing. You know, I don't look at it like it's an age thing. You know, I just want to play. I just love playing basketball.
That's DeMar DeRozan, who continues to exceed expectations, led the league in minutes. Pretty insane, man. That level of professionalism in an era of load management with his production and his age to lead the league in minutes on a team that's not going to win anything is very, very commendable.
He is the first guy at his age to lead the league in minutes since Kobe Bryant at that age.
His basketball hero.
His basketball hero. It's true. And it was pretty crazy in a game that meant nothing in terms of seeding and where the Bulls were going to be. Vooch played 42 minutes. Caruso played 41. Kobe White played 43. And DeMar played 44 yesterday against the Knicks, with the Knicks desperately trying to improve their seeding.
Yeah, that's a respect to the game type of thing. Just the league would not want the Knicks to have the Bulls lie down for them. Yeah. So do that. That's a respect to the game type of thing.
And also, it's the fourth matchup of the year, obviously, but what, third in the last 8 days or 10 days or something? Just because the way the schedule worked out, this really funky finish. So there's some competitive juices there for Billy as well, I'm sure, as the players. Jalen Brunson is just such a badass. So much respect for that dude's career. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Giannis is the most important and best player in the Eastern playoffs, and Jason Tatum is obviously up there, but is Jalen Brunson third?
You know? Well, yeah, I mean, and Giannis has the injury question.
Yes, he does. And Lillard was bad in some big games down the stretch. Milwaukee's kind of a mess right now.
Yeah, they're the second favorite in the East, and I still think like when healthy, if playing their best basketball, they'd be the biggest threat to Boston, which is such a complete team. I mean, their fifth guy in their starting lineup got All-Star votes this year. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Boston has been blitzing the league. But Jalen Brunson's a perfect Tibbs player. Like Jimmy Butler, perfect Tibbs player. Taj yep. Gibson, perfect Tibbs player. Joakim Noah, perfect Tibbs player. Jalen Brunson's a perfect Tibbs player.
It's true. And getting absolutely everything that there is to get out of his talent because of work ethic. But here we are, man. Bulls Hawks on Wednesday. Can you feel it? Can you feel that excitement for it?
No is the short answer. No.
Shane, a hoops junkie, are you worried that you're gonna relapse on Bulls Hawks on Wednesday night?
Yeah, I've never been less worried about relapsing than I am right now.
I mean, I'll watch.
Thanks.
But excited is a bit of a stretch. But listen to how Billy Donovan framed the finish to the season, the 9 seed, and where they are, even though this is exactly where they were last year.
I told the guys I couldn't be any prouder and feel more privileged to be able to work with these guys every day. You know, and the reason I say that is because of, you know, things that they've had to endure this season, you know, as a team. And I think I mentioned to you guys before the game, it could have been a lot worse. You know, I don't know, someone said we were maybe 5 or 6 games over 500. You know, if I would have said to anybody here, Zach Vings out, Patrick Williams is going to be out, and you're going to miss Torrey Craig, and you're going to go through all these things, and you're going to have to bring back Javonte Green, and, you know, you would sit there and say, this team is incapable of having a winning record. You know, so from that standpoint, the hand that we were dealt, I think that they handled it really well. Organizationally, is this where we want to be going forward? No, we want to be in a situation where you're making, you know, deep playoffs run. We're not that right now. But I give our guys a lot of credit for holding on to the rope and fighting and battling and competing and giving ourselves an opportunity, you know, to advance and maybe, you know, earn an opportunity to get to the playoffs. So they deserve a lot of credit for that. And I think I mentioned there's a lot of money that's not playing for us, you know, and our team is what it is. You know, we're not an upper echelon Eastern team right now. That's just a fact of the matter. We're going to work to try to get to that point, but these guys have really, really worked, and I think they've taken a lot of pride. And, you know, have they always been perfect? Have we always played great? Have there been things we've been disappointed in? Sure, you know, and we're all in it together. But I do appreciate the way they've continued to battle and fight and stay together, lift each other up and try to support each other.
I thought that was really fair, and because he clearly said it'd be very easy to criticize him. Hey, they're the 9 seed. Don't celebrate that. He's saying this isn't where we want to be organizationally. We need to be we're trying to be top of the Eastern Conference. We've got a lot of money out. It could have been worse. And Cody Westerlund put it interestingly, and I'm just going to add one thing to it. He said, I agree it could have been worse for the Bulls, and they've played hard all season, but it's worth noting that the 34-28 record since the 5-14 start is a 45-win pace for a full season. A 45-win team shouldn't be viewed as an achievement. You're still likely first-round fodder. 45 wins is also the 9 seed. That's what's amazing. They won 39 games. They're the 9 seed. The 8 seed won 46 games. So there's a huge gap between where the Bulls finished and the top of the Eastern Conference. So they've got a ways to go. But in terms of effort and professionalism, more often than not, we got treated to a hard-working product this season. That's a low bar for professional athletes on guaranteed contracts making tens of millions of dollars a year. But it isn't a guarantee in the NBA. The playoffs I'm going to watch every night. I can't wait for it. It's absolutely some of the best entertainment that sports has to offer. But the regular season in the NBA often is not. And the Bulls did try.
Yeah, no, they definitely tried.
For whatever that makes it. And maybe you're listening to this and you're saying that means absolutely nothing to me. Okay, fine. That's your right. But they tried.
Well,
they could have packed it in, and they tried.
There's a difference between competitive ceiling based on the talent and the makeup of your roster, and then your own ceiling based on your effort and work ethic and the coaching that is going on. And this team, as assembled, played to their ceiling during the course of this season. I thought that was really good, honest stuff from Billy. And I love when he talks like that because he's a made guy. He's a made guy in this league. He's obviously a made guy in this organization. And being honest about what they have and what they're not, while also praising what they've done, is really good for fans to hear. I thought that was really, really good because here's the thing. They did bust their ass. And for the most part, they played really well at the end of games and in close games, like legendarily so. We know where they were in terms of the clutch stats and the clutch wins, 27 clutch wins on the year, even with the loss yesterday, and that was the most in the NBA. And I saw this, Danny, that the Bulls are the best relative to expectations clutch team of the tracking data era. So that's 2013 on. They beat out the 73-win Golden State Warriors. as the best relative to expectations clutch team. So it's like they did overachieve in terms of effort level and playing well in close games. And they do have limitations in terms of talent and assembly. So, yeah, we got to look at that and say, you know, led by a couple of veterans who play hard and lead hard in Vooch and DeMar, and a coach who got a lot out of his guys.
What's amazing is I think it's going to end exactly the same as last year.
Win one play-in game, lose the second one?
And it might be the exact same as win one play-in game, lose to Miami.
Yeah.
But I think Miami or Philly get them, and I think they beat Atlanta.
I wouldn't be surprised if they make it out of it. If they win both, I'll go ahead and say that they're going to make it out, that they're going to win both of these games and get out of the play-in and get the Celtics in round one.
Oof, I'd be surprised, but quick sweep coming in that scenario. But they do try, and they've got that going for them, which is nice. Spiegs is a great talent because he shares his embarrassment with us in the world. He does so next on The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.